Hey, this is Whitesword. You're listening to the most stupidest show on the internet, Default Radio. Radio episode 26 with your host, Lucky. What's up, Lucky?
26? I thought we already recorded 26.
No, bro, that was 25.
Are you serious?
And anyway, for everyone else, I'm Rigel. Thought I'd just throw some shout-outs to Lucky real quick there.
Oh.
And actually, 26 is that's about half a fucking year.
That's what?
Half a year. I mean, we do it weekly, right?
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, there's 52 fucking... weeks in a year, that's half a year.
Definitely, man. I guess, yeah, we've been going for 6 months strong.
Yeah.
Strong with an italics there or something.
Quote. We've been doing something for 6 months, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, Lucky, we got like a lot of stuff to talk to you today, or about today, and I mean, shit, we only got an hour on rant, so we have to, like, move along here. Oh, by the way, all our listeners out there, we are live today. This is not recorded. You're probably experiencing about a 5 second delay.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, hey, when we screw up, which I think we're about to right here, you know, you'll get
most
right on there.
Probably.
Yeah, and if not now, sometime within the next hour.
Yeah, right. Oh, shit. Yeah, I totally forgot that we were recording today. I was just like, shit. We had shit to talk about, and like, my mind is drawn blank now that, like, Doug just called me out of the blue. He's like, bitch, get on the comp. I'm like, what? Oh, shit.
Well, it's okay, because I think we can probably start this one off with our favorite phone company, for which is potentially now a phone company, according to New York, Vonage, for everyone who's been keeping up with the news, because the state of New York, rather, decided that Vonage was a telecommunications provider.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of fucked up. I mean, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. It's not a fucking phone. You know, it doesn't fucking run over a fucking pair of wires to your house or anything. I mean, it's over your internet connection. It isn't a phone. But apparently, according to New York, and we all know a lot of things happen in New York, they decided that it was a phone.
Yeah, I don't know how that works exactly, considering it's data.
Right, considering that it is all data. Like, you know, and the chairman of the FCC has even said that he views such things as Vonage, or in fact, even the broad statement, all voice over IP, he said it was basically the same thing as email. But we have this state of New York saying no to us. Email us. Boy, that sure does look like telecommunications to us.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I wish the state of New York, or actually, I wish the state of California would declare Packet 8 an official telephone company. Because it seems to me that that's the only reason they would have to bitch about me using 5,000 minutes a month is because I'm using 5,000 minutes of their bandwidth, you know?
Right.
It seems that that's the only reason they're bitching, because they don't, I told them, look, if this is considered a residential telephone service, then why are you putting a meter on my line for unlimited service? You know, you want me to look up the word unlimited in the dictionary for you? And then they went and changed their terms of service because of me to add the 5,000 minute clause. So I mean, it's obvious to everyone that this is data.
Right.
Data.
Right.
You're using data just like you'd be using cell phone minutes, you know, or airtime as they call it. Even though when you call 611, it's free airtime. I never understood that. But
Right, but back to Vonage here. Vonage has done a couple other things in the last week. They lowered their rates by 14% if you read the news sources, or $5 if you just fucking look at the math. You know, they've also just, haven't announced it yet, but some sources are saying that they've are in talks and almost ready to sign the agreement with another communications company for more landlines, so that there will be more phone numbers that they have accessible to them, which would be pretty cool. You know, maybe it's like some of those areas where Vonage numbers don't exist right now. You'll be able to get your phone number in that area.
Yeah, definitely. Vonage is expanding like a mofo. I hear they got all kinds of leap features coming out and shit.
Right. They got that click to, what was that again?
Click to call. Is Doug able to talk while he's on the air here? Or,
Yeah. I got more bandwidth, baby.
Yeah, we can talk about that too, by the way.
You're trying to almost screw me, Adelphia.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But go on with this, Doug, with the new features.
Click to call? Oh, yeah.
The new features that Vonage has, click to call and the other ones.
There's no other one. There's just
click
to call.
Yeah, there is. Fucking caller ID name and shit.
They've always had that.
Not on the fucking login, man.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, you can now with on your control panel, instead of just viewing the number on your call log, they'll have the caller ID name with it, and you highlight the number, and it shows their name.
Yeah.
Yeah, their click-to-call software, what that is application for Windows where you can enter a number. You enter your Vonage username and password, just like you go with the control panel, and what it does is you enter a number you wish to call, then it rings your Vonage line. Doesn't matter if you have the Cisco or the Motorola, it'll work with either one. And it rings your Vonage line, and it'll call that number for you automatically.
Right, so if somebody sends you an AIM with their phone number, some hot chick, you just fucking copy and paste.
Or you can pick up the phone and dial the number that's on the screen, which I think is the easiest way.
Right.
But why waste your time pushing all those fucking buttons when all you got to do is paste it into a program?
You can't push 11 buttons.
Dude, I'm not going to push 11 buttons when I could paste it into a program and click one time.
Yeah, but
you've
got to log into the program, wait for it to log in, or double-click it.
Well, she's probably only 11 years old anyway. But, no, but seriously, though, Vonage is also, they're now selling their boxes and their whole setup at, what, Radio Shack and Best Buy now? You can go down there and pick up a Motorola ATA, from what I understand, is still not convertible to say that you can't just remove the Vonage-ness out of it, which is kind of a bum out, because those ATAs are relatively expensive, and it would be nice if we could get a low-cost ATA out there.
Yeah, I heard there might be a hack for the Ciscos, and that might be why they...
Right. The Cisco ones is definitely a hardware hack. I have some friends looking into it, and it's ugly.
They don't sell the Cisco ones anymore. It's just Motorola. Same with Voice Pulse. They don't do Cisco anymore. They used to.
Well, everyone goes over to the Motorola ones because they're a lot cheaper than the Cisco ones.
Yeah.
There's probably nothing
worse. There was a huge bug in the Cisco, and there still is a bug with the Cisco ones when you're on the phone.
What's that?
Oh, it's kind of an annoying bug. Once in a while, out of nowhere, you'll hear like a DTMF tone on one of the ends. And so, like, they've discovered, oh, that must be Cisco's problem.
Well, you know, I mean, Cisco makes some great stuff, but You know, I mean, there was that bug in the iOS a while ago. Everyone, I'm sure, knows about their iOS getting pirated. The source to that.
Nice.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happened with Cisco. You know, I mean, I read the journal occasionally, and there's a lot of Juniper anti-Cisco ads in there. So, you know, I mean, hey, Cisco, and their voice over IP products have always sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been abysmal. It's almost a corporate embarrassment for them, I think. But yeah, Vonage, you know, lowering their rates, adding features, potentially adding more phone numbers.
They lowered their rates too. How much is it now?
$30.
$30 a month. $30 a month for unlimited. Which is actually a pretty fucking good deal.
Yeah, it's very tempting.
Yeah, $30 a month.
Yeah, the referral program I think has been changed too, where you get like deals off, and so does the other person you refer to.
Wow, that's definitely some hot shit there.
Yeah, very tempting. I might just have to cancel my landline and go back to the evil that is VoIP.
This has been out for a while, but they upgraded their call forwarding as well. It's been for like a couple months now, but we never mentioned it, where now with their call forwarding, you can have it multi-ring, where you can have it ring the forwarding number and your phone at the same time, so whatever picks up first, you know, will pick up that call, like multi-ring
voice calls.
That's how
you could use your VoIP number as like a secondary emergency number if you could pay for it that way.
Yeah.
Now and just have it like, oh my God, there's a corporate emergency call.
And Vonage has software, the soft phone or whatever, which costs money, which, you know, you have to have the voice pulse service, and then you can order like a certain amount of minutes to use the phone on your computer. They use the X10 software, the same software that Free World Dial-Up recommends for Windows.
Right, right. And actually, I want to say, like, in terms of possible business plans, we were looking at a phone system similar to that. Because it's relatively cheap to offer with just the voice over IP minutes you can buy in bulk. You know, a little follow-me-around program, effectively. I'm sure, I mean, I know for a fact other people are doing it right now, so it's not like this is some secret business plan. It's a jump on the bandwagon.
Is that it for Vonage? We got anything else on it?
I think that's pretty much it for Vonage, you know. They're still out there. They'll still yell at you if you war dial all the time, you know.
are we going to get into our next voice over IP topic, or are we going to save that for later?
Default radio, voice over IP technologies.
Doug.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Doug, do you want to, I think you're the guy who deserves credit for this, because you're the guy who figured it out. So maybe, you know, you should introduce this.
Well, last week, audience, I told you that I just ordered a voice pulse and got the service. Voice pulse has a lot of features. $34.99 a month for their standard, you know, unlimited plan. And yes, it is unlimited because I've been abusing it like a bitch. But they have tons of features, multi-ring, fucking anonymous call rejection, all this shit, call hunt or whatever. They have a whole bunch of features. And you can all do it by phone or on the control panel. Well, most of them. But one of the features I discovered was anonymous call rejection, and they have anonymous call rejection with prompting. Now, what that is instead of just saying, you know, the person you've reached does not accept blocked calls, goodbye, you can have it where it'll ask you to enter your phone number and then continue. So basically, you can put in anything. You put in a...
Yeah, it's basically like Quest security screen.
Which is a joke, as we all know.
Yeah, you can put in, you know, like 555-1234 or whatever, and... It'll ring your voice pulse line, and on the caller ID number, it'll show the number they entered, but on the name, it'll tell you, like, privacy manager, letting you know that that might not be really their number, that they had to block their caller ID originally or whatever. So, I, of course, turn the prompting off because, you know what, show me your real number no matter what. But I discovered with anonymous call rejection, you can use it with call forwarding. So if I have my line forwarded to, let's say, an ANAC, MCI, or no, 800-555-1140, the Flex ANAC, and I use anonymous call rejection. I call my voice pulse line, blocking my caller ID, and I enter 212-555-1212. It will then ring my voice pulse line, which is call forwarded to the ANAC. And I discovered that it spoofs the Flex ANI. So basically, my ANI is 555-212 or whatever. So I discovered that a while ago. I was just playing around with the phone, and it's pretty little nifty. So what it requires is having a voice pulse phone, using the control panel so you can change the forwarding number, because you can't change the forwarding number with your phone. You can only enable or disable it. So you need the control panel to use, and you need a, another phone line. You can't call your own voice pulse phone line with your voice pulse phone.
Well, I think that constitutes for some zero day.
Yeah, because, I mean, definitely, like, I ordered this voice pull service after Doug discovered this. I'm paying $30 a month, not for unlimited long distance or any of its great services, just for making spoof calls, man. Just the only thing I'm going to use that number for, I'm not even going to give the number out, because I don't want people calling it and then getting call forwarded to the last number that I called.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing.
The only thing I'm going to use this number for is I'm going to log into Control Panel, call forward to the number that I want to call, and then just, boom, enter the phone number that I want to call from.
So I'm careful or cautious users, they wish to wait, or listeners, they wish to wait a month or two to see if they actually, like, file any charges against Lucky or anything. or drop his service or anything like that.
I mean, this is not what it's designed for. It's a glitch. You can spoof with Voice Pulse Connect, the Connect service, which is the IX, where you can configure with asterisk. But with this, there's no asterisk, you know, required. This is just playing around with their features.
Well, yeah, there is asterisk. It's on their end. You're using
their network is asterisk, yes. But, I mean, I'm saying you don't need an asterisk. This is for the home service. This is just like Vonage or Packet 8 or whatever. This is just the home service where they send you the box. You don't even need the box for this, you know. You could be like, I already have my own device. You know, so they don't have to ship you a device, because you're just going to be using it for call forwarding and anonymous call rejection with Perfect.
Yeah, don't even pay for the device.
Yeah, just
and,
pay to set up the service.
Use Doug's email to get $5 off or something.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to go ahead and demonstrate this right now, Lucky. I have it forwarded to the FlexMan 800-555-1140, and I have anonymous call rejection with prompting. So go ahead and three-way it over.
All right, well...
don't give him my voice pulse number, though, so...
All right, what phone number would you like me to spoof?
Well, just...
3-1-3-3-3... call 3-1-3-3-7, 3-1-3-3-7.
Okay.
Well, three-way the prompting, so, because you can three-way that over, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to three-way that in, definitely.
The non-call rejection.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's right, guys. I don't know, I mean, that's kind of a cool little glitch.
Hopefully they don't, you know... They don't bitch about this and discover what we're doing, and because they probably will. You know, people already ruins everything that's cool. So,
well, you know, everything that's cool that gets out gets ruined. I mean, look what
the party you are trying to reach does not accept unidentified calls. Please enter your 10-digit phone number starting with the area code. Thank you.
Now my line is forwarded. Hopefully. Unless I hear a call waiting beep.
The ARU ID is...
F2B...
Your line number is...
Listen how it, that is.
The Venus is...
03122...
The Annie is...
2331331337.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Now, here's one thing I want to point out as well. When she asks for your caller ID, you can use the asterisk, a.k.a. star or whatever, on your keypad, and use that as kind of like a wild card or space. So you could enter, let's say, 31337, and then fill the rest with stars. And so basically your ANI will be 63 or whatever, or 23, I forgot what she said. 31337. So
couldn't I just put in, like, 31337 pound?
No, because they don't say that's an invalid phone number. But
really?
Sorry.
Right,
what about, like, 31337 star 1337?
Yeah, that would probably work. There'd probably be a space in it.
Yeah, you could do that. But what I'm saying is, because I called my friend, and he has a cell phone, and it just showed up as, like, you know, 411 in the caller ID name display, or caller ID display. Now, it doesn't really work with home landlines, because those caller ID boxes work differently. It kind of, like, screws up, or it'll say out of the area or something. It doesn't work properly. But for your ANI or the spoof to someone's cell phone or whatever, depending on the cell phone, you could just spoof, you know, a certain amount of digits, you know.
Of course, if you enter a true 10-digit number, it'll spoof on anything, the ANI,
yeah,
the
it'll
cell
spoof
phone,
on anything, right.
Regular caller ID, and in fact, it'll even get the name associated with that phone number.
If the CO has that name in the database.
Yeah.
Because all that caller ID name database stuff is entirely central, or not centralized. It's all You know, I mean, like, not every place has
a database. It's in different LATAs. It's like, basically, it's a database for each LATA, or even a little decentralized more than that.
But I think it's all on the switch. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. The switch does a lookup.
It's actually called a CNAM database, and what happens is when the receiving end office gets that phone number, it uses SS7 to do a query on the CNAM database, which is at a central location. And then CNAM will either return a name or no name, and then the CO can decide what they want to display from there.
So they kind of attempted to model it off of DNS, but they never bothered to do a root-level server.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. That's unfortunate, because it would be kind of nice to be able to pull call ID info from everywhere. I wonder if they had planned to do that in the telecommunication industry to make a root-level server for.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might even be more decentralized than we even think, because I had Doug do a reverse lookup on a phone number. I wanted to get the name associated with this number. So I had him spoof caller ID to himself to get the name, and the name that showed up on his caller ID box was a little bit different than the one that actually shows on his Vonage control panel.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
That is quite weird. And like, you know, a lot of this telecommunication stuff is they kind of threw it together. I don't mean any disrespect to the obvious geniuses who put together our phone system. I mean, there's obviously some pretty intelligent people somewhere way deep down in there. A lot of it's just kind of thrown together.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but the ID thing is cell phones. Remember our little talk earlier, Doug, about cell phones? I think Lucky you're on this one, too. You know, and I noticed this with Nextel, and I guess you guys noticed it with Verizon, was it?
Yeah, with Verizon Wireless with me. Lucky has AT&T, so I don't know about him, but...
Nextel and apparently Verizon Wireless both stopped offering call detail logs.
Really? Yeah, I noticed it with Verizon. No, with Verizon, when back in April, it actually said in your statement, if you call customer service and tell them you want call detail, they'll continue to offer it. But if you don't call customer service within 30 days of this notice, they'll stop sending you call detail, but you may request it for $1 per log.
Oh, yeah. See, mine's on $2.50, and it caps out at $10.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's $2.50. I just turned it on this 1 month just to see what happens. I'm going to see, because if it's $10 for, the entire month, that's a little pricey.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying, because it's like, why should you have to pay for a statement they should be sending you anyways?
Well, the other thing, too, is with Nextel, you can't even get the report online.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, Verizon Wireless is the same way. I can't even view it online anymore. That pisses me off.
Well,
really, because they send it to me in paper. Like, I don't care about that. I want my caller detail online. I want to know every single phone number I've called from my cell phone in a given period.
Well, here's what really pissed our business off is, like, our business has, 30 cell phones all on the same bill. If we're about to pay Verizon $600, $700, minimum payment, mind you, if we're about to pay them, a large amount of money for what our investigators are using their cell phones for, we'd like to know what the hell they were doing.
Same thing goes with my company. We're currently using AT&T, so I guess we're still in with the call detail, but who knows how long they're going to be running that for.
AT&T will probably offer it till the end, but they're going to get bought out by Singular, and then Singular will fuck everyone over.
right. Well, yeah, of course, that's obviously going to happen. But with my company, we're probably much like yours, Lucky. We have around 60 to maybe even 100 cell phones on our plan.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a real pain in the ass.
You guys all do that walkie-talkie shit to each other?
And, as soon as our company noticed that, they're like, what do you mean we're not going to get a statement? How do we know you're charging us what you're, how do we know you're not saying, like, oh, yeah, you used 100,000 minutes? You could just say that. There's no statement to prove it.
That's my argument with the next. Like, I usually audited my bill. Because, I rarely ever approach my my cell phone limits, for which this month I'm coming really close. My billing period ends tomorrow, and I got like, I think before this call I had 110 minutes left, daytime minutes. But, I should be fine. But,
In fact, when we got our bill this month, there was actually a discrepancy in it. And I looked at the IT director, and I'm like, aren't you glad you called them and made sure you got call detail?
Right. You know, no, Doug, we don't two-way each other. That would be the correct thing to do in a courier business, would have a two-way radio, much like the Nextel that
offer. You know what? I hate that so much. I see business people in the mall and shit at JCPenney, and they're all on those fucking Nextel walkie-talkies. It's not the walkie-talkie that so bothers me. It's that sound, that little beep-beep-beep or whatever it is. It just gets annoying.
Right. Actually, interestingly enough, that's the reason why, this is the supposed reason. I don't necessarily believe anything they tell me, but that we didn't go with Nextels is because they thought the BB was annoying. So instead they gave us the cheapest Nokia phone ever made, which doesn't have reception inside of buildings, for which being a courier is kind of a pain in the ass. Because is that Nokia, that crummy model? I don't have it with me. But so that little rectal compliant thing without an antenna? That it's a cheap model, has blue lights. I can't remember what model it is, but it's a piece of crap. Can't even dial on it. I mean, like, it's terrible. The buttons are just so horrible. It's like the worst cell phone ever designed.
Oh, wait. I know what you're talking about. It's a Nokia. It's got the blue LEDs.
Yeah.
It's like all one unit. Actually, that's a good model on the TDMA AT&T network. It actually works out pretty good.
Right.
I'm sure with Verizon Wireless, it sucks though because they got CDMA and CDMA for buildings.
It's a piece of crap. I can't use it inside of half the buildings in downtown Seattle, which just totally sucks because I'm in a building half the time. And I don't need to use my cell phone often, but when I need to use it, I need to fucking use it because either I'm getting a job or I'm questioning a job. And, it's probably a problem. The law offices, they're not here anymore, or where the fuck are they? This box is worth 20 pounds. I personally think that for a fleet of bike messengers, the Motorola, or rather the Nextel Motorola's Di 88 phone would be the perfect phone for it. Because you have all that built-in GPS tracking, so you can know where all your riders are. And realistically, at that point, you don't even have to assign your rider's telephone numbers. With the Nextel network, you don't need a telephone number.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we use that Nextel shit at our work, we got two base stations in there. I'm sure they don't have phone numbers.
Right, absolutely. And, I just can't – it's inconceivable to me as to why they went the way they went because, you can change that Nextel beep. It's all firmware. You can change it. You can get Nextel to change it for you. If you're going to buy, a large quantity of phones, I'm sure somebody else has bitched about it. And I'm sure they've remedied the solution for them, and I'm sure they can remedy the solution for you.
Yep.
And that way you can also have a dispatch channel, too, where you can say, hey, anyone close to this job, call back in.
Yep.
Which would be efficient, as opposed to, requiring the dispatcher to keep and track 23 riders throughout Seattle in his head.
Yeah, I think the whole the two-way is pretty badass. I like it. I just, that sound that I... Is that user customizable? Can you, disable that?
No. Actually, user customizable, I believe you can disable the sound. I have a phone right here in my hand. I'm not going to go through it right now. I do believe you can disable the noise. I know you can turn it off of speakerphone and turn it into, a normal phone for the two-way mode.
Oh, wow.
Which is usually how I use it, because I don't really want my conversations blaring across whatever...
I can understand because they're trying to have the walkie-talkie feel, but I didn't know you could actually have it just like a normal phone.
Because look, we got the dispatching station at our work, and we leave it on speakerphone until someone calls in, and then we pick it up and just start talking to them because it's like we're in a fucking office. People are trying to do their damn jobs. We don't need to hear what the investigator is fucking blabbing about, how he ran three stop signs to, chase down the claimant or something.
And the same thing goes with the phones. My phone, I've got my fingers on right now. My fingers on the push-to-talk button because it's in the convenient location. Above that, there's the volume controls, and above that, there's the speakerphone, non-speakerphone option for either if you're in a call, it'll turn it on speakerphone, or if you're on the two-way, it'll... turn it from speaker phone to normal phone mode. And you still have to use the push to talk button, but like I said, I mean, it's so conveniently placed that my finger's resting on it currently.
Yeah.
Well, who cares? It's a better deal than using the phone. Sure, it's two-way, you know, it's not like a real phone, but I mean, it saves minutes during the day.
Right. You know, and I can only imagine, I can only hazard guesses as to what my company's cell phone bill is.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't use mine very often because the department I'm in, there's only three riders in my department, but in the specialist department, there's 23 of them. And, like, I have to imagine they're constantly on their phones. I see them all the time. So they have to call into base all the time. My job's a little less supervised, shall we say.
Yeah.
Give them a little bit more rope to hang myself with. But, yeah, that was pretty much all cell phone ran, I think. You know?
Yeah. No, well, there's more on cell phones in the news.
Yeah, there really has been. The whole Sprint thing.
Sprint?
I don't know.
Well, you can go on about that then. I got another story, but go on.
Sprint, and I looked this up online after reading it in the journal today, for which I stole the journal, once again, from some stupid law office. Apparently doesn't need it. But the Sprint, what they're going to start doing, and they've already done it a little bit with various different other places, but they're reselling their own service. They're going to start reselling their own service.
They're reselling it like AT&T will start roaming on the Sprint and stuff, right?
Well, actually, they're selling it to AT&T, as opposed to the AT&T Wireless, which is actually a separate company. But apparently AT&T is going to get back into cell phones, AT&T proper.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be using Sprint service entirely for it.
And they're going to use a different name, too.
Right. And there's a couple other, I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but there are a couple other phone companies out there that are already doing this with Sprint Network.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just like MCI, wireless, or what was it? WorldCom Wireless or whatever the hell it was before they went under, they had bought airtime from carriers in bulk. They had Sprint and I think Verizon. They were selling CDMA phones, and they were offering the cheapest service because they buy the minutes in bulk from Sprint and Verizon. So you get your minutes were less than any other carrier, because once your minutes run out on one carrier, they start up on the other,
Right, absolutely. Like, and this is, I mean, in telecommunications, this is incredibly common. People have always been reselling their own services.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just the way the telecommunications industry works. But, Sprint's going to start doing that, and apparently that made I believe that was section 2 of the B section, the marketplace of Wall Street Journal. But on the front cover of Wall Street Journal today, there was an article about Korean gamers, about how there are professionals at gaming. That's right. So all you kids out there who play Counter-Strike, and to everyone I've ever made fun of for gaming, apparently I was wrong. Because apparently these guys are making six figures.
Really?
And that's not Korean money, because I'm sure like you could probably make six figures Korean money flipping burgers or something. Or just like, yeah. I don't really know what the Korean, whatever unit they use to define, currency is, but I'm sure it can't be all that great. But either way, no offense to anyone who's Korean, but to all our Korean listeners, I apologize. But they're making money, and apparently they have like televised events and everything where there's a gamer in like a TV studio, and they're actually showing this stuff on TV.
Really?
Yeah, just kind of like basketball tournaments or like football. I guess
maybe
Korean
move to Korea.
Gaming. Right. So, every time I slammed anyone for wasting time gaming, you need to move to North Korea, move to South Korea, and prove me horribly wrong.
Yeah, aren't we still at war with North Korea, technically?
Yes, technically we are. Well, South Korea.
We don't consider ourselves, but I think North Korea.
South Korea considers itself at war with North Korea, for sure. That's a huge, big, ugly mess over there, then. God, I hope it never erupts in our lifetime.
All right.
Right,
the fight will rise again, Korea, that is.
Right. We didn't have an ugly enough battle the first time around. We want to go over there and lose some more GI lives.
Right.
Like the evil spread of communism, right?
Yeah.
Another nonsense I'm sure they're going to be pushing down our throats along with their aspartame. Which, reminds me. Like, I spent a lot of time downtown, obviously. And you know, I'm running around, and there's these people handing out Eclipse gum on the street corners.
What the hell?
Right, they're just handing out Eclipse gum, and they try to stop me all the time. They're like, hey, sir, would you like some Eclipse gum? And it's like, what the fuck do I want fucking aspartame? Because as we all know, aspartame is an Eclipse gum. If you were to chew a piece of Eclipse gum, you would know that it tastes like shit because you're tasting aspartame. You know, it's just this retarded, I can't believe it. Like, you know, how could there be, I mean, people are just like accepting it too. They're like, here, you have a brain, you know, like, you know, brain fuck truck. Here you go. A brain suppressant. Here, have some thought suppressant. Why don't you just chew on this, like, nice, like, little white square of brain suppressant?
Right. That's like, oh, God. And then, it's like, come on. I mean, aspartame tastes like shit. Nobody wants it. I mean, it's gotten to the point where they're trying to pimp it on the street like it's a fucking drug.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's like...
why can't you sell your own goddamn gum in the store where it belongs and not try and give it away because you're overstocked?
Right. Well, like, why can't you just realize that aspartame is a thought control drug and just get rid of it entirely?
Yeah, right?
I mean, like, if you're going to push me at something for a drug, like, push me LSD, okay? Like, you're going to give all this stuff free on the street corner, at least give me something I'm going to enjoy. Because, I mean, anyone who's opened up a pack of Equal and just toss it in their mouth just to see what it tastes like will know that aspartame is not sweet. It is incredibly bitter. And it tastes like ass.
Pertain.
Right. Right, exactly. And, you know, it's clear to me, and I don't understand why it's not clear to everyone else, that aspartame is no good for you. Like, you should never ingest it. Under any circumstances. You know, if you're diabetic, hey, just learn to like stuff that isn't sweet. I don't know what to tell you. But,
oh, God.
You know, it's just one of those things. It's just like, come
on. Well, there's other sweeteners besides aspartame. Isn't there that Sweet and Low shit, man? Whatever.
Yeah, that's another trademark name. That's another, it's the same stuff.
No, it's not, man. It's just that shit causes, like, cancer, you fear.
Right, it's supposed to be cold to your brain.
It causes cancer and you fear.
What the fuck? Yeah, well, everything's bad for you if you take too much of it.
I don't know. Actual, honest-to-God sugar is really not that bad for you if you're at least in some way moderately active throughout your day.
Yeah, like I said, everything's bad for you if you take too much of it.
Right. I mean, yeah, obviously, anything is not good for you if you take too much of it. In the case of aspartame, if you take any of it, it's too much for you.
Right.
That's my little rant about it. You know, the Greenpeace people, too, they piss me off, but they're not as bad as the aspartame pushers.
Anyway,
environmental terrorism.
Environmental terrorism. So, there's another new story about cell phones, which I didn't...
Oh, that's right. This is a telephone show. I forgot all
about it. Yeah. There's another new story about cell phones, which I actually didn't get to see any of. I just got to read the headline, so I'm hoping one of you fuckers have a computer or Google News or some shit so we can discuss this. Which the story came out a while ago, too, about cell phones are compiling a cell phone directory right now.
Yeah, but it's definitely been out there. They're not necessarily sure if it's going to be a pay directory. All signs point to pay directory, which would be kind of almost nice because it would give us a challenge to go acquire something else for free. Yeah, obviously. But, yeah, they definitely are trying to do that, which is kind of interesting because the phonebook.org project that I'm moderately involved with will, in effect, accomplish the same result. Like, once we get the web spiders roaming, majority of people who post phone numbers on the Internet typically post their cell phone numbers. So if you go to Craigslist, you find numbers on eBay. Those are all typically people's cell phone numbers.
Yeah, definitely.
And they usually have their name with them.
Yeah, because they figure, like, ooh, cell phone, anonymousness.
Right.
And then they post their T-Mobile number, and you spoof it back, and you have their real name, and you laugh.
Well, even more so, when people are posting on Craigslist, they post the real info. You know, I mean, they post like, hey, my name is like, you know, Sam Goodsby or whatever, and, you know, I have a room for rent, blah, blah, blah. You can contact me on my, like, spangly T-Mobile cell phone at blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And then you just call the phone company and you're like, yeah, we'll need the phone number for this service address.
Right, right, right. Well, even less basically, I mean, like, a name associated with a cell phone number would still be a nice database to have, even if you don't have the actual address.
Yeah, right.
And that's kind of what the phonebook.org project, in one of its many things that it's going to attempt to do. I think that will almost be something that it will do without attempting.
Really?
As a moderate cell phone user database. We'll have to see how that one works. I gotta really get cracking on those, you know, web spiders.
Welcome to Default Radio, where Rigel pimps his shit.
Yeah. Hey, man. Anyone who's on Default can pimp whatever they want. They're the man of the hour. For real.
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, I think that in the end, that service, if it goes where I want it to, will probably be one of the most useful phone books out there, particularly for us.
Whitepages.com for life.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's been like, what, 10 months since I've been online? You know, I have a lot of shit to take care of right now. You know.
Damn, 10 months.
Yeah, I must say, like, you know, I've been offline so long that the X-Ray86 project split, and, like, now it's not cool to use X-Ray86. Not that it was ever cool to use X-Ray86, but, you know, now there's a viable alternative. You know, it's just kind of like, oopsies, I guess I was, like, sleeping this whole time. Like, no one bothered to tell me that Xorg was created. Like, I never knew about it. Like, I get online, I update my X. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's got the new X4.3, blah, blah, blah. And, like, everyone's like, dude, like, stu noob, like, Xorg dispatch. I'm just like, what? I'm like, God damn it, what the fuck? So many painful realizations. I mean, talking about this, Linux 2.6 kernel came out while I was offline. I mean, God, everything.
Yeah. Now,
but I mean, hey, shout out to Gentoo right here for making all of these transitions seamless for me. You know, I was offline for 10 months and updated my box once. And, you know, I mean, with very little effort, managed to upgrade to everything that was new. Everything still works. You know, Linux distribution that fucking works for once, as opposed to every other one of them.
I hear nothing but good things, for Gen 2, by the way.
Yeah. It's the hot shit, too. You know, they have an Asterix package. Although, for everyone out there running Asterix, you're really going to want to run the CVS.
What?
On the CVS of Asterix. You don't really want to download the actual releases because they're so woefully featureless. Like, you got to be on the bleeding edge with that shit right now.
I see. Well, and other telecom news.
No, I was trying to cut you off, sorry.
No. I just, you were talking about one subject and, you know, threw my mind off track, and then I remembered what else I was going to talk about. Driving to work today, out front of that big SBC building by my work, I see a bunch of visitors.
I was going to, you know, I totally was going to bring that up too, Lucky. It's incredible. There was a little blurb in it in the journal, and I had to check that out online, and yes, 16 states.
Yeah.
They're striking. So if anyone wants a job as a telco worker, and you're not afraid to be a scab, right now is probably a great time to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, right? Hey, I mean, don't get me wrong, I typically do support the actions of unions, but, you know, hey, if you want to get in, right now might be a good time to throw your foot in the door.
Yeah, especially, back to your comment about unions, especially the CWA, man. Communications Worker Association, I think is what that shit stands for.
Yeah, they wanted more union representation in a number of fields, including the, they called it Wi-Fi, but we can only assume that meant 802.11b or A or G. You know, those phone companies are starting to offer that kind of service. There's that cell phone company, the voice cell phone company. I don't even know how you would begin to define that. Where they're going to be throwing up that large network of 802.11b all over some small, hopefully very small city for them, so that you can use your, I don't know, that whole idea just sounds so crackpot to me that I don't even know where to begin with it.
Yeah, using your cell phone, which is really connecting to an 802.11 tower, and then
using
VoIP.
Right, I mean, like, it's just, I mean, the protocol was was not designed for voice to... Well, not even that, but it was not designed for what they're using it for. I mean, it just... I mean, I can see how it would be possible, but, I mean, the tower handoffs would just be a nightmare. You'd have to completely redesign so much of that protocol, or at least, like, add so much to it that you said this huge overhead. And I can't imagine that's going to work. I mean, if you can get one for free in that small town in New Jersey, if you live there, I mean, I'd fucking go get it. Don't get me wrong. I'd fucking sign up for it.
Yeah, right.
But as to that being the next new thing, I'm dubious. I might be wrong, just like I was wrong about the gaming. But, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anyway, so I just wanted to comment on that. I don't know what the hell they're striking about, but I thought it was pretty elite. They were all, like, outside.
Wages.
They were all outside the CO, man, and they were just cheering and shit, and, like, I was honking my horn at them, telling them, yeah, fuck SBC, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, indeed, fuck SBC. I'm fucking... Anyone who lived in an Ameritech zone before SBC took over, like, probably notices the horrible degradation of their service.
I'm hoping this will better my social engineering attacks against them into getting information, since they're hiring scabs for MWAC, you know?
Right. Like, no, I want to be non-striking tech, so I know what I'm talking about. You don't worry about it.
You're gonna what?
Oh no, dude, when you call up, just be like, I'm one of the non-striking techs.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. Just give me the info, bitch.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I don't know. I read through the whole thing about it. They're striking for wage increases, more health benefits, the standard union nonsense.
Yeah. I never really agreed with unions, but
Well, you know, it's an interesting point. You know, the whole concept behind collectivism, for which unions derive, in effect, socialism, basically puts, kind of the way I always view it, let's step back for a second, is in a free society, anyone's allowed to do whatever they want to, so long as it doesn't affect anyone else's right to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's kind of my baseline of a free society. Like, you know, I can fucking smoke weed, so long as I don't, like, drive a car through, like, a building because I'm high.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a bad example. Cause
or even if, someone's in the same room as you and they don't want to get high, I mean, you got to respect that. Come on.
Right, absolutely. But as soon as we move into a society in which other people's rights are hampered because other people, who may be a majority, want more rights that would infringe upon others, and I kind of always feel that way about unions. The company that they work for obviously wants to make money. In all essence, they have a right to make money. That's what they're there for. They're not there to provide you a telecommunication service. They're there to make money. And,
right.
And people oftentimes forget that. Microsoft's not there to provide you with a happy, fun operating system that you'll love and enjoy and it'll better your life. They're there to make fucking money.
Yeah, right.
You know, and a lot of times I feel that the unions don't take that into account. They believe that the company exists for the workers, that the workers have a right, and in essence they do, but it should always be remembered that the company is there to make money. And, you know, I mean, the welfare of the workers, and that's the reason why we have multiple companies. And as so much as the phone service goes, yeah, the phone service is a special case because that was a government-authorized monopoly at one point in time.
Well, I mean, this is just the way I look at it, right, Joel? It's, you know, you're exactly right. They're there to make money. So, you know, If the person there isn't doing a good job, you know, they're not doing their freaking job, it's like, yeah, you're not going to get a freaking raise. We're not going to give you benefits. You know, and that's another thing. Is there's a key word there, benefits. Benefits of the job. You know, it's like, yeah, we're giving you the shit for free because we like you. If we want to take it away because we're not making enough money, then we're going to have to do that, you know?
Right.
So you're a salesperson, why don't you make some sales so we can make money, so we can give you the benefits?
Right. And another thing, too, about collectivism is if everyone all agrees all the time, it's only one noose that they have to put around your neck. You know, I mean, like, seriously, if everyone's just like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I support my fellow workers regardless of anything. Well, at that point in time, you just sacrifice your free will. You just said, I don't really want to be able to think on my own, I don't really want to make my own decisions. I just want to go along with whatever anyone else tells me. And, you know, I see a lot of that everywhere. You know, people are always saying, like, well, what should I do? Like, what software should I run? And, you know, I mean, there are options, and you should examine them. My needs are not the same as your needs, and you should make an intelligent decision about what it is that you want to do with the computer system, with your wife, you know, with your car, your cell phone plan. You know, I mean,
like most companies will tell you, yeah, you should leave your voicemail on default, so when you're not at work, we can check your messages for you.
Well, you know, if everyone was doing the same thing as everyone else, everyone would have everything on default. And, I mean, as anyone who's ever scanned knows, that's pretty much the case. You know, and we kind of, everyone always sits here and we kind of make fun of them. We rant about how it's insecure. And the underlying fundamental problem here is that people just aren't thinking for themselves anymore.
Yeah.
They need to start doing it. Like, everyone just needs to stop for a minute a day and just be like, all right, you know, what am I doing? And am I actually thinking of it myself? Or am I just agreed to somebody else's ideas that I probably shouldn't have?
Yeah, like when Ralph and Alpha Beta, or whatever the hell, Albertsons, out here in California, was striking for 4 months straight. It's like, look, you're a freaking bagger. You make $12 an hour, which is a bagging job. Come on. You should be making like $7 an hour on that job. And you're bitching because you're not going to get a raise from $12 to bag, and you're bitching because you're not getting benefits from your grocery company. Like, this is not a long-term position. And if it is, like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know?
Right. Absolutely. You know, and I mean, there are other situations. I mean, my sister's down in San Francisco, and right now the company's trying to screw over all the bicycle messengers. And like, they're forming together to, like, not be screwed over. And in that case, like, yeah, you know, I mean, like, but you shouldn't ever forever tie yourself to something like that. You should always be wary of, because a lot of those union contracts, and I've worked in union shops before, and, like, they're very, they don't really leave you with any outs. You can never really quit the union and still have your job.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's like, you know, and like, when you're going into the union, it's like, if you're striking, ooh, you can't cross the union lines. It's like, you know what? I need to get some fucking groceries, you know?
Well, and oftentimes, like, you know, you have to look at the situation as a whole, and you have to say, like, well, is what they're screwing over of, like, another department going to affect me? And, you know, even if it isn't going to affect me, is it worth my time? And a lot of times, it just may not be. Like, they might be striking over something you don't even believe in. You know, there have been a lot of political strikes out there. And I'm not speaking ill against unionized or, you know, organized labor, but it just seems to me that people need to spend a little bit more time thinking for themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being.
That's just another foundation of, you know, what default radio is about. And, you know, don't leave your goddamn self on default. Think for yourself. You know, do something for yourself.
Right, you know, I mean.
Like,
I talked to my landlord, and, you know, I was like, well, you know, what version of Apache do you have on your website? And I'm setting all this stuff up, you know, and he's like, oh, I don't know, I just, like, installed whatever Red Hat had. And I'm like, well, what version of Red Hat? And he's like, oh, it was 7.something.
Nice.
You know, and it's just like, and they're like, but you're probably owned. And he's like, well, I have a firewall. And it's just like, well, have you done any research into this? I mean, do you know what your firewall does? And he's like, well, it's a firewall. And I was just like, well, yeah, you see, your problem here is that you've never thought. you know, a little hardware-based firewall is not going to protect your buggy version of Apache from known exploits. It's not going to. It's not going to help at all. Like, it's going to say, oh, something's trying to connect to, like, port 80 on that computer. Okay, boy, that computer's packeting one of the root-level DNS servers. Okay, okay. You know, like, right now in the rules, I haven't actually plugged it in yet, but right now in the rules, I'm blocking anything that isn't an American IP address to that web server. Because, I mean, I don't know, there's probably no one in the world that's going to look at his website who's not in America. And I'm running in Canada, too, just in case he knows somebody in Canada. But, the unlikely event. But, you know, and it's just kind of like one of these things, it's just like, you know, you actually gotta go think. It might hurt at first, but sooner or later you'll get used to it.
Man, I think we only got 5 minutes left. Is there
really?
there anything else we can wrap this up with? Union strikes? What else is out there in the news?
Oh, I know. Jewel cases are be called jewel cases because of the crystals that are used to make them. According to 5 emails, all coming from the same source that they found.
Oh, yeah, emails. Doug, you had any interesting ones there that are worthy of
reading? It's just emails about jewel cases, and everyone pretty much just gave me the same source that they all found. I guess that's the only thing they can find on the Internet. So
the crystal that makes up that plastic is called jewel?
That's why they call it a jewel case, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I seem to remember actually hearing that before, now that... And that's kind of what I was thinking last episode, too. That's kind of the direction I was thinking.
Yeah, in the UK, they're sometimes referred as the crystal case.
Oh, well, you know, the UK is fucked up. They spell theater wrong.
Oh, yeah. The UK is all kinds of shit. But don't they spell color with, like, C-L or C-O-L-O-U-R or something?
Yeah.
They throw extra letters in there for no reason.
We only have, like, 4 minutes left. Wow.
Do you want to keep going
on DDP, or you want to end it up, or...
Yeah, let's wrap it up and give out some shouts and some fuck yous.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, since I so rudely cut you off last time, why don't you start off the shout outs here?
I'll start off with the fuck you, and that'll be to Rigel. And now my shout for the fuck you for last week. Shouts. Well, actually, I got a shout out to Kirsch right now because he's like sending me a whole bunch of IMs, and he says that Lucky's mom is on default. So shouts to Kirsch for making me laugh earlier.
What the hell is he talking about? My mom's on default.
I don't know.
Yes. Chris has been sending me all sorts of IMs, too. Hey, what's up, Chris? Anyway.
Yeah. Shouts to Lucky's mom on default or whatever. I don't know. But shouts to Saint Dog for last week for filling in for the show. Lucky wasn't around.
Yeah.
Shouts to Rigel 5, of course, for being around these past 2 weeks and hopefully for much longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know if people realize this, but you know, I did fire Decoder. I don't understand. I've been getting a lot of messages about that, but I mean, wasn't the last show he on? The last show he was on, didn't I say, Decoder, you're fired?
You weren't kidding, huh?
I wasn't kidding. I mean, I didn't get that memo. God, you guys didn't get the memo? Listen to the show. He's fired.
Should hopefully answer everyone's questions about that.
Yeah. So you know, our new host is Rigel, and a fuck you to Knot Theory who's never online.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Knot Theory, depending on if he gets around or not, or if Rigel sets it up, whoever sets it up first for a calling line, we promise eventually we'll have a real calling line. We're not going to throw away any bridges anymore.
Yeah,
we're not going to throw away any comps anymore.
We're going to have a real calling line. I think that'll be tight. And then I'll give a shout out to Knot Theory when he does that.
Right. Well, you know, my shout out's lucky. Actually, go to you because Doug and I discovered earlier today that both you and I end our names with 5.
God.
Which makes introducing the show sound really horrible. That's right.
It's
default radio with Rigel 5 and Lucky 225.
It's the 22 Lucky Rigel 5 show.
God. Anyways.
I don't know. I'll give shout out to Murdoch because everyone hates him.
Yeah.
That's
well, I got to give a shout out there to Royal. He was actually extending his hand. He wanted to help us out and be on the show tonight. But when I instant messaged him back, didn't get a chance to talk to him. So big shout out to Royal. I couldn't get in contact with you. Hopefully we can have him on the show next week.
Yeah, he's a good person to have on there. He's always happy to talk about.
Well, I think we only got a minute left.
Oh, right, if anyone knows any great sources for USB flash devices, please email me, Rigel5@projectnexus.org.
Rigel5@defaultradio.com.
Yeah, RIGILV. You know, I really need some flash devices. I'm working on the Linux security stuff with them.
Yeah, so your name doesn't end in 5, it ends in V.
Right, but it's a Roman numeral.
You say it.
Rigel Roman numeral 5.
See, it still ends in 5.
What?
It's still, even if you say it retarded, like Rigel Roman numeral 5, it still ends in 5.
Whatever. All right, well, guess we're going to have to wrap it up. That was default. Episode 26, and this is actually being recorded because, we suck live. Go find the pirated version out there on eDonkey or some shit. Other than that, yeah, this has been episode 26. We're out.